You're listening to Behind the Music Biz, a Raised Rowdy podcast.
Welcome to the Raised Rowdy podcast. My name is Kurt Ozon.
And I'm Nick Tressler.
And we've got Lance here, the CEO of TourSync. And we're going to talk about music business stuff.
Yeah.
Hey, welcome, Lance.
Awesome. Thanks for having me, guys. I appreciate it.
Lance, guitar player, singer, home builder, husband, good guy. And now you're an app man.
Yeah. That came by accidentally. I never thought I'd build an app, but here we are.
That's a cool thing to do, though.
Yeah.
Kurt always says, as a musician, you have to have like three sources of income.
Yeah, John Mason told me that.
At least.
Yeah. So this is as good as any source of income, I would assume, if it becomes income enough.
Absolutely. I mean, I have always had an entrepreneurial sort of side to me. During COVID, I was playing for a country artist named Kaylee Hammack. I'm not sure if you guys
know her.
Kaylee.
Kurt knows her intimately.
I forgot about the... Tell a story. This is cool. This is a good story.
Okay, so we're in London. I'm playing guitar for Kaylee. It's during like the beginning of COVID. Trump makes the like travel ban. He's like, everybody's got to be back in the States.
I remember watching it live.
Yeah, we did too. We were up at like, I don't know, 2 a.m. just trying to figure out what was going on. We still had another week and a half in the UK. And they were like, you guys got to go home. So this was an acoustic portion of that tour. They shipped us back the next day. We actually had the full band flying over that night. So they literally, they flew into London or whatever the airport is there.
Heathrow.
They never left the airport, got right back on the plane.
Wow.
And fly straight back. But yeah, we were like, I don't know what we're going to do for money. Her tour manager at the time was like, hey, I've got a push lawnmower. Maybe we can ask some people if they'll pay us to mow their lawn. And so we just started mowing lawns. Kaylee actually came out, would help us mow lawns. then like the news heard about it, and the news came out, did like a story piece on us. And then it turned into a full business for like 2 years. It was my full source of income during the whole COVID thing, provided for me, my family. I would try and hire other musicians to like, hey, if you just need some money to get, you know, whatever, just like come out and, you know, sweat a little bit and
gig work,
cut some grass. And yeah, so we did that out of COVID. My wife and I started another company where we did like charcuterie board classes, like not the actual food part, but the actual wood part.
Yeah.
And so we would like teach them how to, you know, sand and shave down these charcuterie boards and put oil on them. And there was also booze and food there and stuff. And so we did that. We weren't great business people. We enjoyed the experience, but and then, you know, COVID kind of let up and I was touring again, my wife was working again, so we just kind of let that one go. But yeah, then now I started a SaaS company, I can't have one thing to do. I just have to always make my life complicated. And but it's like Kurt said that somebody else said, you need multiple sources of income.
You just
never know, especially for somebody like me, who's like a contract touring musician. When the gig's done, the gig's done. And you don't know when the next gig is going to come. So,
yeah, you're completely beholden to someone else's career,
right,
which is such a weird and vulnerable way to live your life. You know, like if, you know, so-and-so artist wants to quit touring, then you're kind of fucked. So
it's
good to have other skills, I guess.
Yeah. Or if, you know, you're playing for a female artist and they want to take time off to have a kid. Even one of the male artists I used to play for, he had his first kid and took a whole year off, which is obviously like, I super support that. And but it's tough for everybody else who's just, you know, contract 1099 work. You just got to figure it out. And so, yeah, having multiple sources of income. Oh, I forgot. Another business we started, I bought a bunch of used Priuses and would rent them out to Uber drivers. And that's the best money I've ever made on an investment. But it is very, very risky because the insurance is all messy and it's crazy. But the ROI on renting Priuses to Uber drivers is awesome.
And also you do like short-term rentals and stuff, right?
Yeah, we did. We don't right now, but when we first bought our house – in Hermitage right down the road, the
your address.
I'll tell you afterwards. Okay. Right? you can come over and hang out. My real estate agent, I was like, the only thing I have to have is a spot in the house or like a, you know, that we can Airbnb. And so we Airbnb'd our walkout basement for, I think, 3 or 4 years. And that paid our mortgage for, you know, all the way through COVID, all the way, you know, up until a couple of years ago, we had somebody else paying our mortgage. And I think if, you know, if there are any other would-be touring musicians out there, I think, I mean, it's getting harder and harder, but owning a house or owning something or invest in something that can, like, make money for you is one of the best things that you can do, I think.
Yeah.
I didn't know you do the Prius thing. I find that so interesting. I've always had this idea, like, I see these, you know, Teslas or whatever that can, like, drive themselves or whatever. I'm like, I'm just going to own 100,000 of these and then just have them drive people places, and then no one will own a car.
Yeah.
And they'll just, and then you don't need parking garages downtown because the cars can drive themselves and go park out in the sticks. So downtowns could be a lot more beautiful, a lot more walkable, unless these big, stupid, ugly concrete buildings. You know what I mean?
Well, that's you and Uber are going to do that.
Yeah.
They probably beat me to it. Yeah.
They'd have a little bit better finances, probably.
Yeah. Yeah. I think 100,000 Teslas would be a little expensive.
Yeah. Yeah. That's true.
So specifically on TourSync, like, I think it would be cool to talk about that.
Sure.
So, first of all, kind of explain, like, what it is for someone that maybe isn't on the road extensively or, you know, just as in, like, the starts of that.
Yeah, yeah, sure. So I'll kind of explain what Master Tour is.
Yeah. And then I'm downloading it right now as you explain.
Oh, perfect. Well, just so you know, it's not a downloadable app. It is a web app.
Okay,
so
I'm not downloading it
then. You have to go to the website. Because Apple takes 30% of everything.
So, of course. Yeah.
One day we'll get it there. Anyway, okay, so on the road, we have touring software that kind of keeps track of schedules, venues, addresses, flights, all that stuff is in one app. And kind of the, like, major guy. Yeah, you found it. Did you just Google TourSync?
Yeah.
Oh, SEO, dude.
He's like, it's working.
our URL is terrible. There wasn't any good URL, so it's like tour-sync.app. So terrible. Anyway, okay, so you're going to have to rein me in. I have a little bit of ADHD. Okay.
Let it fly, brother.
All right. Letting it fly.
We'll fix it in post.
Jamie, fix that in post.
Yeah.
Go ahead and put TourSync up on the screen for us.
No, we don't got that yet.
You guys don't have a Jamie?
1 year. Closest we have, maybe Ike, but just on the clips.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So, where was I? Okay. So, there's touring software that kind of keeps everybody on the same schedule. The main player is Master Tour.
Mm hmm.
And everybody who's been in touring has probably seen or used Master Tour at some point in their life. There are other competitors out now, like Day Sheets and some other smaller ones, but Master Tour is like the industry standard.
Yeah.
And I would always, so I have like my own personal calendar, like Apple Calendar, Google Calendar, and I would just copy paste over all my tour dates into Apple Calendar. And then I would share that calendar with my wife, with my mom, anybody who would benefit from knowing my tour schedule. And then one day I was just like, man, there's got to be a way to just automate that or integrate that or just have it like pull from Master Tour into whatever calendar you have. And now we live in the age of AI and chatbots and LLMs and stuff. And I just got on, I think it was Claude. I just got on Claude. And I have some coding skills because one of the things that I was going to do during COVID was to learn to code.
Mm-hmm.
And so I took some classes and some courses and stuff. And I have enough coding skill to kind of be dangerous. But I got on Claude and was like, hey, here's my problem. Here's the app I'm using. Here is the app like I want it to integrate to. Is this possible? And it was like, absolutely. Super easy. Just do this, this, and this, and this. And so I just am always in the habit of just like solving my own problems as a business idea.
Yeah.
And that's kind of how it started. I was just like, you know, took about 2 weeks between me and Claude and some coding apps and getting its stuff out there. And I've tried to design other SaaS apps before.
What's a SaaS app?
Service as a subscription. So like Spotify, anything that's like an app that you pay for monthly, SaaS. So S-A-A-S. You kind of get into these like feature creep modes where you're like, I want to add this feature. And what if it could do this? And because I am like a problem solver kind of person, I'm always like, what if it could do this? And what if it could do that? And everybody's always like, just ship the app. So I made it as simple as possible, did the one thing that it's supposed to do, and then just put it out there. And my wife is a social media manager. She works primarily with like interior designers and architects and builders and things like that here local in Nashville. But she has a good kind of heartbeat on social media. And she's like, you just need to launch it, take a video of yourself, just like selfie style, and put it on Instagram and just do it. And then that video happened to just go mini viral. And it turns out that everybody wanted the same solution to the same problem.
Yeah.
And it just kind of blew up overnight. And within the first month, we had like 500 users and 200 plus paid users and all this stuff. And then because I have some coding skills, but not a lot of coding skills, I was kind of.
I know the story, so I'm excited.
So I was kind of hammering Master Tour's API, and API is kind of like a dinner menu. Like you essentially will show up to their restaurant, and you say I want this item, and it's just kind of a way to pull from their database. And right now, our API pulls from them about 400 times a minute. I was doing some testing and some stuff and was hitting their API 400 times a second. And they were not too happy about that. And they cut me off.
Yeah.
And, they also have some other bad actors that were essentially like kind of, I'm not even sure if I can say this, but I will. And then I'll let you know if we can keep it in.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're going to watch this. But they were like, using their public API to create a competing platform.
Mm-hmm.
So they were kind of in the talks of just shutting down their public API. Anyway, long story short, they're like, hey, this guy is just killing our API. Let's just cut him off. And I had just launched this app like less than 2 weeks. And so I'm freaking out. You know, I got all these people who have paid me money or have like, you know, trusted this thing that I created and it's not working well. And then, I'm calling them and emailing them. Claude is like, hey, their CEO is so-and-so. It's probably just that name at Aventric.com. You should just try that.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm just like cold emailing people. And actually, it did work.
Wow. Social hacking.
Yeah. And so eventually they called me and they're like, hey, you've been on our radar. We're very aware of like what you're doing. We want to support you. We're just dealing with a bigger API issue. Let's have a meeting. So the next day we had a Zoom meeting with the head of product and their head technical officer. And they essentially want to create a private API that people can either subscribe to or some sort of partnership with other apps like mine.
Yeah.
And they're like, we love your product so much that we want you to kind of create this like partnership for us. And so, I mean, that's obviously good for me because I'll get better terms. And right now they're giving me their API for free while we're sort of developing this partnership. And so it's cool. I never in a million years would have thought that I would be running a SaaS app.
Yeah.
But here I am.
That's so interesting. So can you explain so you said free tier and then paid tier. Can you kind of explain?
Yeah. So this is free marketing.
Yeah.
Yeah. You just teed it up for me. All right. So yeah. So we have four tiers and I kind of played off the like touring industry. And so there's obviously the free tier, which is just like a one-time download that you can upload into your app. So you can just download. If your tour schedule is set for the whole year, you can download the whole year, just upload it into your calendar, and you're good to go. But if you wanted to update, we have the other tiers, and we have the comp tier, the VIP tier, and the all access tier. So I named those after like tickets,
right?
Or like badges or whatever, or credentials. And comp tier is essentially like you just get one tour that you can subscribe to. So if it's like Kurt and the Luke Combs tour, you just probably need comp. If you guys even use Master Tour.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah. So if you just have one tour that you're doing all year, that's enough. That's and then we have the VIP, which has, you can subscribe up to 3 tours. And then we have the All Access, which is 10 tours. But then the thing that I thought was really cool is I was like, what if there's a way to share my tour sync, or my Master Tour calendar with my wife, but my wife doesn't need to know hotel details and addresses and right. what time breakfast is and all that
but also
stuff.
It's like there's probably some sensitive information in Master Tour yes. that you don't want to be given to people.
Exactly. And even Master, there actually is a way to do this that Master Tour has integrated into their own app, but they even say like, hey, don't share this with anybody that you're not supposed to share this with. But the way they do it is less intuitive. They don't sync that sort of stuff. So yeah, anything you don't want to share. But like my wife, she just gets like, where am I going to be that day? What's our schedule? So that she knows like, hey, I need to call him at this time. So that's not during sound check or text him. She always texts me every single night about 30 minutes before we play, have a great show, baby. And so now she, you know, she can see that. I know, she's really awesome. She can do that. My mom doesn't need to know any information except where I am in the world. That's really all she cares about. She's like, I just want to know where you are. You know, it doesn't matter where. And so I just send her own private subscription that just has the dates and locations. And then that the number of shares goes up and down with whatever tier you're on as well. So
cool.
Yeah.
Okay, so for me, I've been wanting to get this because Kaylee's like, you should get this because she's always asking me questions, and sometimes we play 2 shows a weekend and sometimes we play 1, and we're about to go to Europe, which is going to be a big pain in the ass with, you know, being 8 hours difference or whatever, and then sharing what country I am, blah, blah, blah. So I'm doing, until the end of July, I'm touring with Luke, and then starting September, I'm touring with Dan and Shay for the entirety of fall. So I would need to get the comp thing.
Yeah, you could either do that, or when you're done, you could do the lowest tier is comp. Okay. You could just end that tour, unsync that tour, and then resync your
and just
one.
It so I can send that to other people and it'll just go right into their calendar.
Yep. Yeah, whatever calendars accepts like a WebCal subscription, like a subscription link. So most calendars these days do that.
Yeah, Apple, Google,
yeah, I gotcha.
Outlook.
Yeah.
So I have my Master Tour synced to my calendar, and for whatever reason, our tour, every day of the year it says Luke Combs Tour. So it looks like I have something every single day. It drives me crazy. And I asked our team about it. He's like, dude, I can't get rid of it. He's like, I don't know what it is. Does yours do that? Do you guys have that with Blake?
No. Ours does not do that. But yours is synced through like Master Tour, right?
Yeah, but our Master Tour says it.
Oh, well, that's probably why.
Oh, it doesn't say it anymore. Okay, they fix it.
Okay.
Great. This is what I get for talking. Yeah, see, look, June 9th, no show. It says my kind of Saturday night tour in my calendar, even though I have that day off.
Well, it sounds like you need tour sync.
I do. All right, after the podcast, we're going to be doing some phone stuff.
All right. phone stuff, huh?
Yeah, so I'm going to need you to help. Okay, this is very exciting because my parents would love to check in and everything, but like they don't need to know like someone's flight information.
Right, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like our stage manager's flight information to Canada or whatever, you know?
Yeah, that's exactly why I built the like sharing function.
And you can choose what you share.
Mm-hmm.
That's great.
With, you know,
this is going to be good. This is going to be very nice.
Yeah, yeah. It's like you can share, you can check, you know, whether or not you share day, schedule, hotel details. I can't remember off the top of my head all the different like kind of groups of things you can share. Mm-hmm. But if it's like for your mom, I just turn everything off except, you know, the venue.
Gotcha. And the day. Okay, yeah. Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's very exciting. So, there's some that are free and then you're paying for some also.
Yeah.
And that's like a monthly subscription of.
Yeah, monthly or like annually.
Which is cheaper.
Yeah, cheaper. Like Netflix. Cheaper in the long. Exactly. Gotcha. Exactly. Yeah.
And so Master Tour is the one, like that's the only platform that you guys are currently integrated with?
Yeah. So great question.
Yeah.
As soon as that first like Instagram video went viral, we had some other platforms reach out to us. And so there are potentially some other platforms in the works to integrate with down the road. But cool. We're not quite there yet. Mm-hmm. Kind of waiting on some stuff from them. But The hope is to kind of make TourSync kind of this touring kind of
The fascia that connects all the muscles of the different things.
Exactly, okay. Exactly. Mm-hmm. And we just launched this product that I love because I use it personally. It was essentially just a selfish feature for me, where some of us who aren't on salary with Luke Combs still have to invoice their artists, business manager, tour manager, whatever. Yep. And so we created an invoice feature that essentially you go in, you say, I make X dollars for show days, X dollars for travel days, rehearsals, per diem, all that stuff. So you kind of set your pay profile. Mm-hmm. And then it just references your master tour schedule, pulls, oh, this day was a travel day, this day was a show day, pre-writes your invoice and emails it to you.
That's great.
And then you can, you know, obviously it's a link and you can add receipts, or is like, oh, you know, sometimes tour managers are lazy and they just mark every day show day, and that's not necessarily it. So you can go in and like
bus
edit.
Calls at 11:30 instead of 12:01 or whatever.
Hey, some people would say that's not a travel day, but some people would say it is a travel day. Well, yeah, okay, I see what you mean there. Yeah. That makes sense. Exactly. You can go in and kind of edit to make it the most accurate, and then it's just like I don't know if you've ever sent an invoice through Stripe. It's like, you just press review, you can look at it, and it sends straight from the app to business manager, tour manager, whoever. So I love that feature. I just used it this morning to send it to Blake's business manager. And so I think it's cool. I released a whole like dumb sort of Better Call Saul style like commercial that I filmed myself in my basement that I'm really, really proud of. It's super, super, super dumb, but it was a lot of fun filming.
I love that.
Yeah.
Well, that's one of the other things too, is like, it goes to show you that there is a lane for every niche, right?
Yeah.
And so this product for me is a consumer of music.
Absolutely no reason.
Absolutely never using it. But
as someone that manages an artist though.
100%. Mm-hmm. Or someone that is in this business, right? Like the algorithm knows who to show it to.
Yeah.
And so where you're talking about like virility, that got you to your consumer base. So in my head, that is just another reason why you have to do content for everything.
Yeah.
You know, like artists complain about doing content. You could be complaining about, I have made this app, but I have to do content to get the app out there. But you're not. You're having fun with it.
Yeah.
And you're, you know, doing silly, fun versions of, you know, Better Call Saul type stuff in your basement to try to get more customers.
Yeah, yeah. And it is tough sometimes to do the content. And it's really sucky that the content you spend the most time on typically gets the worst engagement.
Yeah.
Like the Better Call Saul thing. I was expecting it to just absolutely blow up and destroy the internet. Mm-hmm. And I came up with this tagline that was like, if you want to get paid, you better think TourSync. Like the whole Better Call Saul, you know. And it just didn't. It kind of flapped. But I had a lot of fun doing it. And I think like if you can have fun doing content, then it's like you just have to be consistent with it. And it's not about playing the algorithm. Because like I said, my wife does social media full time, and she's like, you can try and figure out the algorithm all you want, but tomorrow it's gonna change.
Yeah.
And then tomorrow it's gonna be instance, and the next day they're gonna, you know, carousels over reels. And it's just like, just be authentic. I know everybody hates that word, but authentic and consistent wins all the time.
Yeah, I think that's it.
And if you can make a fun bit of content with a calendar, which is such a boring app, then I mean, like, people can do it about music, right?
Yeah.
So well,
bunch of whiny crybabies.
it's all about usefulness.
Yeah.
You know, as a musician, what makes your music be useful to the audience? If it's good songs, you know, whereas like with a product like what you have now, it's, hey, there is a large segment of people that have all had that same issue where they want their wife or they want their mom to know exactly where they're at without them having to text them every week and tell them who it is or where it is, you know? So I think that's a find a problem, find a solution for that problem. And then how can you make it so that it's sustainable, which is, you know, your monthly service subscription.
Yeah, exactly. I think that if you have a problem, somebody else has that same problem too.
Mm-hmm.
So
I think that's great.
Yeah.
How many users do you have right now? Would you reckon to guess?
Yeah, I think we have almost two. So it's like we have about 500 and something users. We have almost 200 paid users. Yeah. And this is all like zero ads. I haven't spent a dime on any sorts of ads. This is just
organic.
Word of mouth, organic, which has been the coolest thing. And something that I've learned from my wife's business, she does social media, like I said. And when she first started, she just said yes to anybody who would hire her. And then she's kind of created this niche of interior designers, architects, builders, developers. And because she's in a niche, she has a specific sort of skill that a specific sort of people needs, and she can actually charge more because of that niche. And I think it's easy sometimes to kind of make yourself super, super broad to try and fit everybody's need. And I think you end up doing yourself a disservice where if you just say, hey, this is who I am, this is my niche, whether that's a type of style of music or whatever content creator, whatever you're doing creative, if you can just be authentic to yourself, like there are people out there who are going to love you for you or love what you do because they actually love it.
Yeah.
And if you are spreading yourself too thin, I think you just get lost.
For sure.
The sea of content that's already out there.
Yeah, I agree with that. And I think that's the thing that social media has kind of like done in the last couple of years is if you have this lane, it's showing you to the right people of that lane. Mm-hmm. It might show to a little bit of other people, but it's figured out, or it's closer to figuring out, you know, what who your target demo is. And it's funny because I got served your video about TourSync, and I'm like, okay, well, I'm not like in this where I have Master Tour, but it is in the lane that I'm in, you know?
Yeah.
So it's an interesting thing watching kind of how that gets to people.
Yeah.
But again, in my head, it's all on the back of you making that video.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. And I don't know if it was just the video that everybody needed or the product that everybody needed, or if it was the right time of day or the algorithm or whatever, you know, who knows? But I think if you just do it and put yourself out there, like eventually something's going to stick. I mean, like I said, I've had five or six other businesses besides, like people ask me what I do. I don't tell them, oh, I'm a SaaS engineer. Like I'm a touring musician. Like that's who I am. Like I'm a creative. But you know, this is a really cool thing that kind of happened, and it's something to do during the day. You know, Kurt knows there's a lot of downtime during the day that you can kind of do other things. And if you can find something that also makes you money to do during the day, I think that's a pretty good thing to do as well.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, if you can find something that's a passion that drives some revenue for you and doesn't necessarily always feel like work, I mean, that's the move.
Yeah. Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And I think a lot of times, like when I was really young, people would ask like, who are you at the core? And I would always say like musician. And that's, people would always, you know, then ask the question, what if you couldn't play music again? You know, who are you? And don't tie your identity to what you do. And I think that's true to an extent, but I think I finally realized that like at the core of who I am a creator, and whether that's creating businesses, creating products, creating music, creating art, I got really into woodworking. Like, as long as I'm creating something, I'm going to be fulfilled as a person. And and TourSync is just like another one of those creations that just kind of gives me purpose, makes me happy, solves a lot of people's problems in the touring industry. And so I don't know if that's for me or for anybody else out there. I think
it's great.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think everybody's striving for purpose, and that's your purpose.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. You know? Absolutely.
Love it.
Well, appreciate you sharing TourSync with us, man.
Yeah, man. Thanks for having me on.
I'm ready to get this podcast over with so we can pull my phone out and get my calendar sent to everybody. You know what I mean? I think it's going to be a really cool product, and I hope that we're able to share the love, because I think it's going to be something that is just so helpful.
Absolutely. And I don't know if there's a lot of touring musicians, but let's see. I can come up with like a link to give people some discounts. Or,
cool. Yeah.
What?
Yeah. We can show that for sure.
Damn. Free tour sync for us?
Yeah. Well, no, you got to pay for it.
Yeah. Damn. Yeah, you got that.
You brought us the booze, so I'll pay. I'll gladly pay for. No.
No. Well, just it'll be toursync.app/raisedrowdy.
There it is.
Yeah.
toursync.app/raisedrowdy. I love that.
Yeah.
Dang. Mm-hmm. That's cool, brother.
Hell yeah.
Well, thanks for coming to hang out with us.
Yeah, thanks again for having me, man. Of course. I appreciate it. I live right down the road, so anytime you have somebody cancel, I'll just come on here and talk shit.
Everybody,
down for that. Yeah.
Go to tour.sync.app. Is that right?
Yeah,
tour-sync.app.
I know all the good URLs were taken. Maybe one day we'll turn it to like mytoursync.com or whatever, but for now it's tour-sync.app/raisedrowdy.
There it is.
Hell yeah. All right, buddy. Well, thanks for coming in and thank you for listening.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Bye.